It's time for E-Break.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Number one, they didn't get down there again until the game was completely out of doubt.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
And number two,
by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You know, that was just it.
You forgot number two, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Gordon wants me to mention something about him right now. Why don't you get on the mic and just tell everybody yourself? Your gayness.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Craig Miller, were you in the studio when this happened?
I was.
Oh, my God. Did Gordon say something in the background while Barb was trying to do her traffic?
He did.
And what was that?
He told her to acknowledge and mention his gayness.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Never happened.
Yes, it did. Just Breaks brings you the E-Break. We'll give you the candidates. You get to vote on them, maybe. 214-787-1310. We start off with candidate number one from the Dunham & Miller Morning Program. It is one Junior Miller.
What is this?
We're talking about a very unfortunate story in Rio where there was a mudslide and hundreds feared missing.
Hundreds were missing.
And even more feared dead. Junior decided to have fun with the word mudslide.
At least 200 people have been buried and feared dead in a Rio de Janeiro mudslide. You fear the mudslide, Giorgio?
Not around here.
In his pants, he does.
That's terrible.
The crying children of these 200 people were searching frantically through the road. Anyway, go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, we got bathroom.
You were saying something else entirely. So go ahead.
No, I'm done.
Although Craig does bring up a good point, Giorgio. You do cause a mudslide every morning around 10:15.
That was your nickname for years, was Mudslide Keith, so I don't know why you want to put that on me.
Boy, the sparring broke out there at the end.
You know what's weird? And I was watching Channel 4 the other night. They did the same story. They broke into the same line of humor. It was really weird.
Oh, they'll do that on 4.
Yeah.
I'd like to protest because, as you heard in that example, in that actual audio, Gordon said, you bring up a pretty good point.
After it had stopped
so
down the
I
show.
So I brought up a pretty good point.
There's no reason to stop down the show when you have a good point.
Right.
No.
Keep driving on through.
That was not. That was just Gordo.
I was pausing to hear the cries of Rio knees
and
orphans.
It was also very unfair of you to immediately insert the fact that thousands of crying children's voices were heard or whatever it was.
Why?
Immediately after.
No, that was adding important detail to the story. And what's unfortunate is that Metroplexians couldn't hear the cries of these orphans because of your bathroom humor.
Yeah.
Through the din of your bathroom humor.
There's Junior up for an E-Break. Candidate number two comes to us from Bad Radio. They have computer problems, and that will happen from time to time where we can't play commercials or play any sort of sound whatsoever. It happens a lot more than it used to, but
don't worry about that.
We're working on it. But the thing is, when it happens, the ticket has degenerated to the point now where we can't just vamp. We have to just stand around and kick each other for a little bit before anything really gets done. And you have to ask yourself the question, did Bad Radio really handle this well when you have a guy faking to be Mike Modano during a ticket ticker?
Hands in the world to our new home, Cowboy Stadium, to educate.
God bless America.
So.
Got another freeze up. You guys want to talk?
Want to do some live spots?
Some stuff?
Have anything live? Want to do a ticker? We can do a ticker without audio.
Yay.
We'll act it out.
Finally. Go.
All right, Gribbs, you beat Mike Modano here, okay?
All right.
Dell Stars have a long off season after another season without the playoffs. Now Mike Modano has a big decision to make about his future. This ticker brought to you by Just Breaks and D&M Leasing. Yesterday it became known that Modano is part of a local group that wants to buy the Stars, headed up by former team president Jim Leitz. And today Modano talked about the news.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of pretty cool. I think it'll be really awesome.
offering no help.
So, I mean, if you're going to do the ticker, just do it without sound. We don't have to make a play out of this whole thing.
I thought Groobs was going to do it, and then that was Gribbs.
Tom, what the heck?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd rather heard Groobs' version.
It would have been a funnier voice.
And when that happens on our show, don't we normally just go, we'll just like go into something and then
whatever
sometime. Bob Dan, how about ticker? Ticker?
I like Dan's idea of doing some live spots. Let's just string a bunch of them together.
Yeah, they all kind of panicked. All right, so did some news anchors during the implosion of Texas Stadium. We played some of this for you the other day. It was just all over the place. And we think the MVP of the implosion morning may have been Cynthia Izaguirre.
Oh, I thought Channel 8 did a great job. I mean, don't you shush me.
Well, she gave us her...
punch you in the nuts.
Her great memory of Texas Stadium, which turned out to be all of the games played there by the Cowboys over the years.
All right, then I'll punch George in the nuts.
And then she offered this gem as Joe Trahan was talking about his favorite memory of Texas Stadium. She offered this.
It is, Joe. Give me one of your memories from Texas Stadium.
Well, for me, it's all about Thanksgiving. Anyone who grew up watching football, anyone who grew up in Texas, on Thanksgiving it was all about family, God, and football. And the one constant when it came to football is right across the street, and that constant is about to come down.
My family, Thanksgiving dinner, we say a prayer for the Cowboys every year.
That's right. It's good stuff. And
more fireworks.
That's fireworks.
Was that really good stuff?
No. He was trying to be nice.
It was terrible stuff.
Really interesting, Cynthia.
I thought it was Brenda Teal. It was Cynthia?
Hard to tell the difference.
That's what got us off to a great start was the Brenda Teal. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Then the bumper cars, and then punctuated by the fireworks.
Let's listen to that again. Just have a good laugh.
It is, Joe. Give me one of your memories from Texas Stadium.
Well, for me, it's all about Thanksgiving. Anyone who grew up watching football, anyone who grew up in Texas, on Thanksgiving it was all about family, God, and football. And the one constant when it came to football is right across the street, and that constant is about to come down.
My family, Thanksgiving dinner, we say a prayer for the Cowboys every year.
That's right. It's good stuff. And
more fireworks.
That's fireworks.
I'm serious. Her voice, the oh yes, sounds exactly like Brenda's. Yes, yes, yes.
And just to show you another example of her fine work that morning, can we hear that real specific moment? That moment in time, and we all have our favorite moment at Texas Stadium. Where you just, I'm so glad I was there at Texas Stadium to experience that. Well, Cynthia Izaguirre had that one specific memory about her favorite time at Texas Stadium.
A little bit of sadness, but nonetheless a great show from the air. Cynthia?
Say one of my favorite memories are all of those years of watching the Dallas Cowboys here at Texas Stadium. Of course, this is my hometown, and those were some wonderful, wonderful years. We want to go now to Joe Trahan.
My, what'd you say?
One
of my favorite memories is all of the games.
All the games. All of them. All right, so those are your candidates. Mudslide Jr., Radio's Meltdown, or Cynthia Izaguirre. 214-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Oh, we can't hear the callers.
Oh!
A phone is ringing. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Acknowledge Gordo's Gainus, please.
All right. Well, I think that was in the intro.
Yeah, that was in the intro. It's not a candidate.
Taking an early lead.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I just don't like women.
Yes, this is Scruffy Norm Swollen Prostate. I'd like to vote for Georgie's Mudslide.
It's not mine, but we'll put that down there.
Well, it was Scruffy, Norm's Swollen Prostate.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, Starshine. The Earth says hello.
That's the, okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for the e-break.
Pronouncing that correctly. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Well, it's all about, in this city, it's all about God, football, and the emergency brake.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it is good stuff. Oh, fireworks.
Good stuff.
You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good morning. I vote for the lovely and talented Cynthia.
Thank you. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
God.
Come on now.
So can hard.
Should we count the vote, though? But, sir.
If you have to dump someone, you can't record their vote.
Well, we've done that before.
He did.
Jeez.
I take offense at that, by the way.
Come on, people.
How much delay do we have here?
We're about 17 seconds.
Fernando
enjoyed that one.
That was classic.
That went over really well here in the studio.
Don't encourage people like that, though.
It's violent.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Giorgio's Tasty Skid Marks.
Yeah. It's a junior vote. Yeah.
Nasty.
It's a junior vote, but hi, you're on The Ticket. Hello.
You know, one of my favorite memories of The Ticket is the e-brake segment and tomfoolery and Ribby Pauls and Microphone Johnson.
Okay, we don't have time for everything that's aired over the last 16 years, and we have a winner.
Hey,
we have a true winner here, and this is great.
Wonderful work.
I love it. Cynthia Izaguirre.
Yes, but there it is, Joe. Give me one of your memories from Texas Stadium.
Well, for me, it's all about Thanksgiving.
Because yes.
Anyone who grew up watching football, anyone who grew up in Texas, on Thanksgiving it was all about family, God, and football. And the one constant when it came to football is right across the street, and that constant is about to come down.
My family, Thanksgiving dinner, we say a prayer for the Cowboys every year.
That's right. It's good stuff. And
More fireworks.
Gosh, that's a great e-break.
I'm confused by Joe's, that's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
We say a prayer, that's right.
Good. Hey, look, good fireworks.
They were so happy that they were saved by the fireworks. They realized at that moment that they had absolutely zero chemistry together.
Let's listen to fireworks for the next 30 seconds. Is that Cynthia's first win, Fernando?
It is.
Yes.
John McKay.
All right.
Gosh, she didn't win an e-break for her
He's gay. No, we talked about that earlier. You know, George always wins, so she probably was up against George that week.
Yeah, probably so. All right, it's 8:10 here on